How to prepare for an impromptu speech. Being called upon to speak without notice is one of the most common fears in professional and personal settings. Whether you're asked to share your thoughts in a meeting, introduce yourself at a networking event, or respond to an unexpected question during a presentation, the ability to deliver an effective impromptu speech is a crucial skill that can set you apart as a confident communicator and leader. An impromptu speech is any spoken presentation delivered with little to no preparation time. Unlike formal presentations where you have weeks or months to prepare, impromptu speaking requires you to organize your thoughts and deliver a coherent message in real time. While this might seem intimidating, the truth is that with the right preparation strategies and mental frameworks, anyone can become proficient at speaking spontaneously and persuasively. Understanding the nature of impromptu speaking. The key to successful impromptu speaking lies in understanding that preparation doesn't always mean having a pre-written script. Instead, it means developing mental tools, structural frameworks, and confidence-building techniques that you can deploy at a moment's notice. Effective impromptu speech preparation involves understanding topic selection, creating quick outlines, and practicing delivery techniques that work under pressure. Many people make the mistake of thinking that impromptu speeches should sound completely natural and unstructured. However, the most effective spontaneous speakers actually rely on proven frameworks and templates that help them organize their thoughts quickly and deliver compelling messages. These mental models become second nature through practice, allowing you to appear natural while maintaining structure and clarity. Developing mental frameworks for quick organization. The foundation of impromptu speaking success is having reliable mental frameworks that help you structure your thoughts rapidly. One of the most versatile frameworks is the PREP method: point, reason, example, point. This simple structure allows you to state your main message, provide supporting reasoning, illustrate with a concrete example, and conclude by restating your key point. Another powerful framework is the past-present-future model, which works particularly well for introductions, project updates, or vision statements. You briefly touch on relevant background or context, describe the current situation, and then outline future implications or next steps. Students and professionals often find success using structured approaches that provide clear beginning, middle, and end frameworks for their impromptu responses. The problem-solution-benefit framework is ideal for business contexts where you need to address challenges or propose ideas. You quickly identify the issue, present your solution, and explain the benefits or positive outcomes. These frameworks become mental templates that you can adapt to virtually any topic or situation, giving you confidence that you'll always have a logical structure to follow. Building your impromptu speaking toolkit. Professional speakers and communication experts recommend developing what they call an impromptu speaking toolkit, a collection of stories, examples, quotes, and transition phrases that you can adapt to various situations. Competitive speech and debate organizations provide comprehensive resources for developing these foundational skills that serve speakers throughout their careers. Your toolkit should include 3 to 5 personal stories that illustrate different themes such as overcoming challenges, learning from failure, achieving success through teamwork, or discovering unexpected solutions. These stories should be concise, no more than 90 seconds each, and adaptable to multiple contexts. Having these narratives readily available means you'll never be completely without material, regardless of the topic. Additionally, develop a collection of smooth transition phrases that help you buy thinking time while maintaining flow. Phrases like "that's an excellent question that touches on several important points," "let me share a perspective that might be helpful here," or "this reminds me of a situation that illustrates the broader principle" give you precious seconds to organize your thoughts while keeping your audience engaged. Mastering the art of thinking on your feet. When faced with zero preparation time, your ability to think clearly under pressure becomes paramount. Experienced speakers recommend specific techniques for organizing thoughts quickly when there's absolutely no time to prepare, including using the few seconds while being introduced to structure your opening remarks. The moment you realize you'll need to speak, immediately identify your core message, the one key point you want your audience to remember. Everything else in your speech should support or illustrate this central idea. This focus prevents you from rambling or losing your audience in tangential thoughts. Practice the bridging technique, which involves acknowledging the question or topic presented, then smoothly transitioning to territory where you feel more confident. For example, while I don't have extensive experience with that specific software, I can share what I've learned about implementing technology solutions effectively. This approach demonstrates honesty while allowing you to contribute meaningfully to the discussion. Leveraging body language and nonverbal communication. Your physical presence often communicates more powerfully than your words, especially in impromptu speaking situations where nervousness might be more apparent. Strategic body language techniques can instantly project authority and confidence, even when you are feeling uncertain about your content. Stand tall with your shoulders back and maintain steady eye contact with your audience. These simple adjustments not only make you appear more confident to others but actually help you feel more confident internally. The psychological principle of embodied cognition suggests that confident posture leads to confident thinking, creating a positive feedback loop that improves your performance. Use deliberate hand gestures to emphasize key points and help yourself think through complex ideas. Many speakers find that moving their hands helps them access vocabulary and organize thoughts more effectively. However, avoid fidgeting or repetitive movements that can distract from your message. Keeping your delivery natural and conversational. One of the biggest advantages of impromptu speaking is the opportunity to sound more natural and conversational than in formal presentations. Understanding how to maintain natural conversation flow helps you connect with your audience on a more personal level, making your message more relatable and memorable. Resist the temptation to use overly formal language or complex vocabulary when speaking spontaneously. Instead, embrace the conversational tone that comes naturally when you are thinking out loud. This authenticity often makes impromptu speeches more engaging than over-rehearsed formal presentations. Use pauses strategically rather than filler words like or ah. A brief pause gives you time to think while making you appear thoughtful and deliberate rather than unprepared. Remember that silence feels much longer to you as the speaker than it does to your audience. Advanced techniques for different speaking contexts. Different situations require slightly different approaches to impromptu speaking. Mastering various public speaking contexts allows you to adapt your preparation strategies based on the specific environment and audience expectations. In meeting environments, focus on being concise and actionable. Colleagues appreciate brief, relevant contributions that move discussions forward. Structure your comments around specific next steps or concrete recommendations rather than abstract observations. For networking events and social gatherings, prepare elevator pitches about yourself, your work, and your interests. Having ready responses for common questions eliminates the anxiety of trying to explain yourself spontaneously while ensuring you make a strong impression. In crisis or high-pressure situations, prioritize clarity and calm over cleverness. Your primary goal is to provide accurate information and reassurance. Use the "what we know, what we don't know, what we're doing about it" framework to structure updates during uncertain situations. Building long-term impromptu speaking confidence. Like any skill, impromptu speaking improves dramatically with regular practice. Create opportunities to speak spontaneously in low-stakes environments. Volunteer to give impromptu toasts at family gatherings, offer to share updates in team meetings, or participate in local speaking clubs where impromptu speaking is practiced regularly. Record yourself practicing impromptu speeches on random topics. Set a timer for 2 minutes, select a topic from a list you've prepared, and speak until the timer sounds. Review these recordings to identify patterns in your speech, areas for improvement, and frameworks that work well for you. Study how skilled speakers handle unexpected questions during presentations or interviews. Notice how they acknowledge questions, organize their thoughts quickly, and deliver structured responses even when caught off guard. Understanding persuasive presentation techniques helps you incorporate proven strategies into your impromptu speaking repertoire. Overcoming common impromptu speaking challenges. Many people struggle with perfectionism when speaking spontaneously, feeling that every word must be perfect before they can contribute to a discussion. This mindset is counterproductive in impromptu situations where good enough is often better than perfect. Focus on communicating your key message clearly rather than crafting the perfect phrase. Another common challenge is the fear of saying something incorrect or inappropriate. While this caution is understandable, it often prevents valuable contributions to discussions. Remember that you can always clarify or correct yourself if needed, and most audiences appreciate authentic, thoughtful responses over polished but empty statements. Some speakers worry about running out of things to say. Combat this by having a mental conclusion bank several ways to wrap up your comments gracefully. Phrases like "in summary, the key point is," or "what this means for us moving forward is," signal that you are concluding while reinforcing your main message. Transforming nervous energy into dynamic delivery. The adrenaline rush that comes with impromptu speaking doesn't have to be a liability, it can actually enhance your performance when channeled effectively. That nervous energy can translate into enthusiasm, passion, and dynamic delivery that engages your audience more effectively than a perfectly rehearsed but flat presentation. Use deep breathing techniques to manage initial anxiety while preserving the alertness that comes with adrenaline. Before speaking, Take one deep breath through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. This activates your parasympathetic nervous system, reducing anxiety while maintaining mental sharpness. Reframe your nervousness as excitement about the opportunity to share your perspective. This mental shift from "I'm nervous about speaking" to "I'm excited to contribute" can dramatically change your physiological response and improve your performance. Conclusion. Mastering impromptu speaking is not about becoming someone who never feels nervous or always knows exactly what to say. Instead, it's about developing reliable systems, frameworks, and techniques that help you communicate effectively even when you feel unprepared. The most confident impromptu speakers are those who have practiced enough to trust their ability to find something worthwhile to say, regardless of the topic or situation. Remember that your audience wants you to succeed. They're not looking for perfection, they're looking for authenticity, insight, and value. By focusing on serving your audience rather than impressing them, you'll find that impromptu speaking becomes less about performance anxiety and more about genuine communication and connection. Start implementing these strategies gradually, practicing in comfortable environments before applying them in high-stakes situations. With consistent effort and the right mental frameworks, you'll develop the confidence to speak spontaneously and persuasively, transforming what many consider a weakness into one of your greatest professional strengths.